Images. The song was written by Curtis Mayfield and originally recorded in 1964 by Mayfield and the Impressions. This song was the group's best-known hit, reaching number 1 on the Billboard R&B chart and number 14 on the Billboard Pop chart. It is a song that has been included in Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's 500 Songs That Shaped Rock and Roll, and it is one of the top 10 best songs of all time, according to Mojo Music Magazine. And lastly, it is a song that was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame in 1988. So now we have, off the 2011 CD, Hold On, The Sojourners with People Get Ready.
People get ready, there's a train to come in. Don't need no baggage, you just head on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord. People get ready for the train. For the homeless sinner who would hurt all mankind just to save his own.
Believe me now.
Against the kingdom strong, people get ready. There's a train a coming. You don't need no baggage. You just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket. You just thank the Lord.
And this brings us to the Story Corner portion of tonight's show.
Radio Tale number 12, on the cover of Musical Influence.
No dark sarcasm in the classroom.
Music has woven itself throughout my life and has touched on themes that reflect my lived experience. All the while, my early musical education has been informed by my family and especially by my older brother and older sister. Also, by osmosis, it seems. Although my brother and I fought a lot in our younger years, by the time we reached our mid-teens, we became sort of like sibling friends, hanging out with some of the same people and going to some of the same parties. Perhaps this is because we are barely a year apart. For this reason, it seems, I was introduced to his music, either directly or indirectly. Aside from his music collection, my brother's room was strewn with stacks of Mad magazines, the sports section of that day's newspaper,
and the latest edition of the Rolling Stone magazine. As such, I paid attention, as is clearly outlined in Joni Mitchell's metaphorical lyrical content in California.
So I bought me a ticket, I caught a plane to Spain, went to a party down a red dirt road. There were lots of pretty people there, reading Rolling Stone, reading Vogue. I said, how long can you hang around? I said, a week, maybe two.
From Younger Sister Eyes, it looked like he knew a lot about music, rock and roll mostly, which made him seem cool somehow.
He had albums of the most popular bands of the day, Led Zeppelin, The Who, Pink Floyd, Supertramp, The Stones. Then there were the solo artists, Meatloaf, Blondie, Pat Benatar, Bruce Springsteen, Elton John, and Ricky Lee Jones.
As Jones surmises in Chucky's In Love, we teenagers question the changes we saw in one another, which often came down to love, young love. Aside from my brother's musical collection, I liked that he paid attention to the critics, as was apparent by the stack of Rolling Stone magazines and the pile of art reviews on his bedroom floor. I think he recognized the influence that critics and the media had on an artist's musical career. A strong review could make or break a career, as could a song with a pointed message, something that Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show sing so pointedly of in their signature tune on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
I don't believe it. Don't touch me. Hey, Ray. Hey, Sugar. Tell them who we are.
Well, we're big rock singers, we got golden fingers, and we're loved everywhere we go.
That sounds like us.
We sing about beauty and we sing about truth at $10,000 a show.
Right.
We take all kind of pills that give us all kind of thrills, but the thrill we've never known is the thrill that'll get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover?
Stone.
Wanna buy 5 copies for my mother? Stone. Wanna see my smiling face?
Music comes to us in many ways and through many avenues, influences, and soundtracks. As the music's bass pounds through the ceiling of my neighbor's apartment above, I am called to reflect upon my childhood home and the music that sounded throughout. This calls me to think about who my brother was as a young man and how music, his music, came to inform who he would become.
When my brother was younger, as he made his way home from baseball practice, he'd often stop in at the Victoria Drive furniture store, the same store that sponsored his Little League baseball team. In the back of the shop, the store sold a selection of 45s, which, back in the day, were music singles that had been posted on the Billboard Hot 100 earlier that week. One such tune I recall from his 45s collection is the 1978 novelty song The Streak by Toronto actor Ray Stevens.
Hello, everyone. This is your Action News reporter with all the news that is news across the nation. On the scene at the supermarket, there seems to have been some disturbance here. Pardon me, sir. Did you see what happened?
Yeah, I did. I was just standing over there by the tomatoes, and here he come, running through the pole beans, through the fruits and veggies, naked as a jaybird. Ethel's over there in the jams, jellies, preserves, and pickles. I hollered over there. I said, "Don't look, Ethel!" She dropped a whole jar of kumquats and fell back into the sweet midget sire. Had us too late, she'd done been incensed.
Here he comes.
Boogie dad, boogie dad.
Here he comes.
Boogie dad, boogie dad.
And he ain't wearing no clothes.
Well, yes, they call him the Streak.
Boogie dad, boogie dad.
Fast thing on 2 feet.
Boogie dad, boogie dad.
He's just as proud as he can be of his anatomy. He gon' give us a peek.
Look at him, look at him.
Let's show off his physique.
Look at him.
With age, my brother moved on from hit singles to full-length 33 albums. As his collection grew, and as he went through phases of listening to certain artists, so too did my awareness of music change and shift and grow, mostly from hearing his music through the walls of my family home. I recall him going through a Joe Cocker phase with the UK singer's version of the Beatle tune, A Little Help from My Friends.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk down? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key. Oh, baby, how you back?
I don't know where my brother heard the music. Probably the radio, perhaps his friends, or like me, by osmosis. Regardless, he seemed up to date on current musical trends. Similarly, my parents and my older sister also followed musical trends in country music. There are many others in my life who have influenced my repertoire of music. They include friends, boyfriends, media outlets, movies, soundtracks, and of course the radio.
Of which Harry Chapin speaks to in Remember When the Music, a song that reflects how music impacted my young life.
Remember when the music came from wooden boxes strung with silver wire, and as we sang the words, it would set our minds on fire. For we believed in things, and so we'd sing. Remember when the music brought us all together to stand inside the rain, and as we joined our hands, we'd meet in the refrain. For we had dreams to live.
Somebody was always listening to music or tuning in to the local radio station. If it wasn't my parents listening to CKNW, my older sisters dialed in to CKLG or CFUN, while my brother tuned in to CFOX.
As for me, I listened to CFUN, hoping that eventually my favorite cover tunes and Billboard hits would be played, as is reflected upon in Queen's Radio Gaga.
Sit alone and watch your light. My only friend through teenage night. And everything I had to know, I heard it on my radio.
While we are drawn to a song's lyrics by the stories they tell and their reflection of our lives, we are also drawn to the various aspects of the music itself. The rhythm, the beat, the genre. In fact, in Musicophilia, Tales of Music and the Brain, Oliver Sacks suggests that there are inherent tendencies to repetition in music itself, such that our poetry, our ballads, our songs are full of repetition. Nursery rhymes and the little chants and songs we use to teach young children have choruses and refrains. We are attracted to repetition even as adults. We want the stimulus and the reward again and again, and in music we get it. Perhaps, therefore, we should not be surprised, should not complain if the balance sometimes shifts too far and our musical sensitivity becomes a vulnerability. It is therefore not surprising that we are drawn to stories and nursery rhymes as children, and later to songs, music, and lyrics as teenagers. While we benefit through its influence on language and embodiment, we also benefit emotionally. Not only can it render us vulnerable, it also has the ability to lift us out of depression or move us to tears as a remedy, a tonic, orange juice for the ear, to express inner states or feelings, and to pierce the heart directly. That's another one of Sack's quotes. Regardless of how music came into my life, because its ability to affect all lives is so dramatic, personal, and experience-specific, each song in my musical soundtrack somewhere, somehow, informs my life.
I'm nothing special. In fact, I'm a bit of a bore. If I tell a joke, you've probably heard it before. But I have a talent, a wonderful thing, 'cause everyone listens when I start to sing. I'm so grateful and proud. All I want is to sing it out loud. So
every day, residents of Vancouver use an average of 270 liters of water in their daily lives. While this number may seem impossible, every drop counts. For example, the tap water you left on while brushing your teeth, or that load of laundry consisting of only one t-shirt. And don't forget the time you sang Don't Stop Believin' for 45 minutes in the shower. Wasting water is something we're all guilty of. So next time, let's turn the water off when brushing our teeth. Make sure that load of laundry we're washing is full, and limit our showers to under 10 minutes. Let's limit our water consumption one task at a time. Brought to you by the City of Vancouver.
Your car. Sorry that I'm not that into horror.
we had Is It Too Late to Apologize from the Oh Wells off their 2011 CD, Not That Girl from Transformers. Following that, we had another tune from Coltrane's 1991 CD, The Gentle Side of John Coltrane, and that was his rendition of In a Sentimental Mood. Thanks for tuning in to another edition of The Arts Edge. This has been Annie Roach with Making Tracks. And stay tuned to Wave Station coming up next. And to finish things off, I leave you with another tune from their infamous album, Rumors. A song that has been with me ever since I was a teenager. One of my favorites and such a catchy, awesome beat. Here it is now, Secondhand News. Good night, everybody. Have a wonderful weekend.
CGSF's video series captures high-quality video recordings of live performances
and
interviews with impactful and inspiring artists.
Stunning, I'm gonna win.
As well as engaging conversations with community members about the issues that are most important to their communities.
There was a lot of triggering things, and so for me, what I want to do is want to make sure that I am carrying a message through most of my music, not all of my music, because I don't feel like it's my job. I'm not a musical activist.
Watch all of the Studio 6 live sessions on CJSF's YouTube page or on our website at cjsf.ca/studio6.
Done and I'm gonna win.
Yeah. Hey. Hey there, little buddy. Are you lost? No, it doesn't seem like there's a tag on you. Nor any markings. Are you a stray? Oh, you poor thing. Are you injured? I better bring you into the SPCA. They'll know what to do. Every day, pets are lost and found astray on our busy streets. Most animals belong in the neighborhoods in which they are found, and their guardians may be out looking for them. If you think you have found a lost animal, Report the animal as found to the BC SPCA and let them know.